We have mentioned to you before that polar opposites on the planet are fear and love. They are not hate and love. They are fear and love. And sometimes this is a bit confusing. But when you think about something that you hate, and you think about why, you will find that behind it, as a rule, there is fear or an element of fear. And when we are cleaning up, which is, of course, what we are all doing, particularly when we are moving into self-empowerment, this time on the planet is calling woman to come and use her powers and her wisdom to put things right, but not in the old way. And one of the reasons we are not being called to do it in the old way is that the old way is fear-based. And woman's power is in love and wisdom and the kind of love that will not let go of a thing until it is healed, until it is better, until it is supported. So when you think of empowering yourself, you may want to allow yourself to think outside of the current power structures. If you wish to work in them, of course, that is entirely up to you. But when you are working in a system that is run by fear, no matter how that fear is camouflaged, then you are either going to have to change your own shape, which is really very disrespectful of who you are, or you are going to you are going to be beaten up by being in that kind of energy. Now, one of the things to know that we understand that you do all know, but we want to call your attention to it, is that an organization or a situation, sometimes even a person, is often not what they present themselves to be. So you could look at a job for an organization that says, we respect women, we want peace on the planet, we want all of these things to happen. But when you get there and you look into the energy that is actually running the organization, it is controlled, it is power-based, it is not at all what it was advertised to be. And one of the things as women that we want to do is allow ourselves to use the wisdom of our heart and the power of our third eye to know what is true about the things that we enter. We have all entered relationships and been unpleasantly surprised. That is not a unique thing. But this new way of being is a way of being that allows us to know before we invest so much of ourselves. If the energy is good, then of course we will invest. If the energy is fear-based, we must really think about how deeply we go into that relationship. And we want to point out the reason for that briefly. And that is, you may have heard the spiritual teaching that you are the gift. You are the gift. Why are you the gift? You are the gift because the energy you carry impacts the energy of everyone around you. So if you are in love, then that is the energy that you are bringing to the world to help the world change. If you are in fear, then that is the energy that you are giving to the world. Now, there is no attempt here to make you feel bad or guilty or wrong or any of that. It is, however, an encouragement that when you are in an energy that does not match your heart, that you become skillful about moving that energy through and away from you. Not only, first, of course, for your own good, but also in an understanding that the energy you carry is the energy that serves the world around you. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel the energy of Mother God around you. And let yourself relax and be nurtured by Mother God, the purest and cleanest and highest of energy, the energy in which you were created. Feel it around you, supporting you, holding you. Breathe it in and exhale fear. And where you exhale, feel her light move in to fill that place in you. Exhale resentment. Exhale pain. Exhale fear. And feel the mother's strong, gentle energy joining your energy to repair what has been wounded or broken, to lighten what has been heavy, to love what has been judged, to free what has been bound. And feel the cleansing energy from the earth come up into your body, clearing the root, making it able to show you the pattern of creation that is yours, that belongs to you and your ability and power to know who you are and to move your life from that place. Feel the cleansing energy come into your second center. And feel the cleansing energy wash away old patterns that judge you, turn against you, or reflected out of that judgment. Let that all leave your body. Feel the cleansing energy come into your solar plexus and displace any emotions that go with beliefs that are not true, beliefs that are not loving and strong. And feel the cleansing energy come up into your heart. And feel that cleansing energy water the garden that grows in your heart. Bring the plants to life. Nurture the trees. Support the roots. So that all that grows here is loved and beautiful and unique to you. Feel the cleansing energy come up through the body and into the throat. Feel the cleansing energy wash away the communication patterns that may have plagued you in the past, that may have been given to you, that are not who you really are. Feel them moved out of the communication center. Feel the cleansing energy move up through the body and into the third eye. And feel the power of the third eye as it opens and shows you the path of your life that helps you to see the difference between what is shown and what is real, what is spoken and what is felt. Feel the cleansing energy move up through your body and open the crown. And feel how joyfully the golden light of the universe joins your energy, fills your thoughts, goes down your spine to heal you and make you strong. Flows over the shoulders to take away your burden. Flows down through your trunk to heal you. Flows down through your arms and hands so that you carry what is for your highest good. And you do what your heart speaks to you about doing. Feel the flow of energy through your body, down through your legs, into your feet. And feel your energy restored, bright, wise, strong. And feel that energy extend past your body, to create a field that attracts to you what is for your highest good, a field that gives the gift of your energy to the world around you. And feel that the universe fills you and fills you. No end to the filling. Bring your attention into your heart center. And in your heart, see in a circle of golden light that a gift has been left for you. Open your third eye, rest your mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.